USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin is continuing to dump heavy rains along the coast of South Carolina. The storm currently about 5 miles west of Myrtle Beach with winds of 40 miles an hour. If you're hitting the roads or friendly skies this weekend, you're not alone.
The number of people traveling by car and airline for the 4th of July holiday has climbed near pre-pandemic levels. The easing of COVID-19 restrictions and bottled up Americans are translating into a strong holiday season. AAA says roughly 48 million people in America are moving around by car this weekend. Airlines are seeing over 3.5 million travelers at the nation's airports. Airline delays and cancellations within the United States continue to be a problem for some flyers this weekend, according to FlightAware. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Inflation in food prices is raising concerns of food shortages within the United States. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem blames U.S. government regulation and international control of farms for the inflation on Fox News.
In South Dakota, we grow the world's food. Mm-hmm. It's right there. But because there's so much government intervention, control by conglomerates and even companies that aren't owned in the United States of America, we do have a food crisis on our hands.
Much of the food grown in the United States is shipped overseas. The Biden administration says Russia's war on Ukraine is a major contributor, as the Russian blockade in the Black Sea is preventing grain grown in Ukraine from being shipped internationally. The Mega Millions jackpot is getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all 6 numbers in Friday night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $370 million. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
New York is now banning guns in many public places following last week's Supreme Court ruling against the state's restrictive gun laws. State lawmakers came to an agreement Friday to define settings where guns will no longer be allowed in New York, including Times Square, public transportation, places that serve alcohol, and anywhere children might spend time. A man is in hot water after attending Disneyland.
A Florida man is being accused of trying to steal a Star Wars R2-D2 statue from Disney World. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says David Proudfoot was arrested this week for allegedly impersonating a Walt Disney World employee so he could steal things from the property, including an R2-D2 statue worth up to $10,000. An affidavit says Proudfoot was caught on May 31st pushing a cart with the R2-D2 statue out of the Swan Hotel on the park property. He reportedly identified himself as a park employee and claimed he was moving the statue to another location. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The 80s sitcom Who's the Boss is making a comeback. The entertainment website Deadline reporting original stars Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are set to return for the reboot. The series will be set 30 years after the original and focus on the father-daughter relationship between Danza and Milano's characters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.